this year we're on schedule.
Yes, sir.
From Sunday to Sunday. So that's good. We're probably going to bring you a short and sweet little thought today. We have prior engagements we have to do this afternoon. So anyways, let's get to it.
Yep.
So last week, you'll remember, we talked about a few things. Mostly talked about finding your purpose in life. And then we kind of ended with just some thoughts that we had. And that was kind of the idea, is to pick up where we left off last week as far as things we think about. And that can be an interesting place to go. I don't think we'll get too deep into the weeds today with it. Not with the stuff that I've wrote down. Maybe with some of the stuff that Whitney's got. I asked him if he had wrote a list, and he said, nah, you don't need a list. It's all in his head. So he's doing better than I am. So I'm going to let him start first.
Okay, so talking about things that are always on my mind, it's basically being am I a good dad? Am I doing the right thing at times? And it all goes down to, like, you know, the punishments for kids, and am I being available for my spouse and everything like that. And it always hits base every day that, you know, am I doing enough? Like, am I doing enough? And case in point, this week, me and Angie got into, we kind of opened up to one another. I could tell something was wrong with her. And, you know, me, I'm the type of person that brushes it aside. And I knew something was wrong by her responses and her tone when she was talking to me. And, you know, I never validate any of the things she say, because it just goes in one ear and out the other. And so she looked at me and she said, I just feel like I never have time for you. You know, you never make time for me. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, I was like, that's stupid. You know, that's true. I mean, that's stupid because, you know, like, I go take her shopping, or we go out to eat, and we do everything like that. But then I've got to realize that everything that she recommends to me, I think it's stupid. Hey, let's go walk in the back pasture. I'm like, no, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. Or, you know, like, hey, can we do this? Let's go camping or something. And I'm like, no, I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. So I rectified it. So she asked to go to the back pasture, and she knew that it was a long shot, but, you know, we had that talk and we discussed it. And I was like, okay, let's go. We went back there. And I mean, honestly, I had a good time. The boys brought a football. We threw the football and we all just laughed and talked. And I come to the realization that sometimes the things that I enjoy and the things that she enjoy are two different things. Mm-hmm. But it's not about if I enjoy it. It's about being open to try that.
Yeah.
Regardless if, you know, I want to go walking in the back pasture, get eat up by bugs, snakes, whatever, sometimes I'm going to have to do things in a marriage that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had a really good time. She seemed to be totally, it was a two different people. It's like night and day. She ended up opening up more, and it was like, the things that I don't realize is I take her for granted. You know, I'll work all this time, and I do all this and work two jobs, and it comes down to it is like, when I get home, it's my time. And I don't realize that, yeah, she might get off at 5 o'clock, but then she's got to keep up with everything house related and the boys, and I shouldn't just pass it off and pass it when she wants to go walk, or like just sit down and talk without her phones, or eat dinner at the dinner table. And it's kind of one of the things, like, I think about now more than ever, because a lot of people don't realize how bad it hurts a marriage when you ignore everything that your spouse is saying.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, there's things that she don't do that I want to do, but, you know, she does more for me than I do for her.
Right.
So it's kind of one of them things. It's like baby steps for me.
Yeah.
I think about that. I think about, you know, am I a good dad? You know, there's times where I feel like I miss so much, so much. You know, my oldest is going to be 10 this year. And so it just seems like, am I doing the right thing? Am I, yes, I'm providing them money and I'm providing them all these nice things, but am I doing the right thing by working all the time? And it's like I sit there and see my kid flash or grow up before my eyes. And it's like, am I doing the right thing? Am I being the best dad that I can be? And so those are the two things that, you know, have really been on my mind about is I don't want to lose my wife because of something I can prevent. And yeah. I could just go do, and 30 minutes of misery could prevent a lifetime of suffering.
Right.
So it's like, you know, for me, it's like I could be a better husband. I think about it. I just, yeah. you know, it as a man, you know, you're hard headed as all get out, and I never saw it. It just took her to break down, and me being a people pleaser, trying to figure out what was wrong with her, and realizing that it was me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think on that thought, a lot of things go unsaid in a marriage, because sometimes the spouse just expects the other one to know.
Yeah.
And for men especially, a lot of times that's just not the case. You know, a lot of times, you know, I used to tell my wife all the time, I still do, it's like, I don't do well with hints.
Yeah.
You just come out and say it. Just come out and tell me. Don't hint around that you want this or you want to do that or whatever it is. Just tell me.
Yeah.
You know, if something's wrong, just tell me. You know, let's just talk about it. To get through it. But you know, it's funny you talked about those being the things you think about. You didn't write them down, we didn't pre-plan this, you know, but those go right along with
yeah.
what I wrote down. And if that's the case, which it is, I think it's going to go right along with any other father, husband that might listen to this, because at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Yeah.
You know, we pretty much all function the same. I think there's different calibers maybe. But at the end of the day, we all think the same. We're men. We're Neanderthals. We're cavemen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just who we are. So I think about a lot of time, I think about time. And the reason I think about time, just a little bit of deep thought behind it. To me, time, and I guess this is true, but time is the only immeasurable thing that's out there. Like, yeah, we have our seconds, we have our hours, we have our years, and you know, our centuries, but you can like just think about time itself. No matter how far down you go down to a second, half a second, millisecond, like it just keeps going down. Like there's at no point in time that nothing, like,
yeah,
there's always something. And I think about that in the aspect of time spent, what I've spent my time on. Kind of like you said, selfish a lot of times and spend time on what I think is, you know, fun or enjoyable or whatever it is. And I think about time wasted. I think about all these things that I could have done. And it motivates me to, you know, try better, to do better. We talked about last week, instead of trying, just do it.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I want to do better as far as with my time. Then I also think about this, time left.
Yeah.
You know, we aren't guaranteed tomorrow at all. Like, you know, as morbid as it sounds, like we could be walking up these steps right now and miss one and fall and that's it. You know, like we're not promised to leave this little room today. And I think about, well, what can I do the time in this moment? What can I do to be a better dad, to be a better husband, to be a better Christian, to be a better, or, you know, just a member of society? And I think about that a lot. Then I think about life. We talked about that last week, just the existence of it itself. I get lost in those thoughts a lot of times, just trying to understand the fact that we exist, we're here for a reason, we have a purpose, we need to seek that out and find out what it is.
Yeah.
And then, well, I think about this one. What were you about to say?
Well, no, I was just going to hit off the life thing. I think about that too, because, you know, you see the lives that we have created and what we've made of it.
Yeah.
And then you see people that have just completely thrown their life away.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think that, like, all lives are the same, but they're so completely different.
That is true.
It's like one of them, you can be driving down the road and, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, $500 on groceries? Yeah, I can do that. And then you look over and you see somebody that's got their family on the side of the road with signs saying, we'll work for food.
Yeah. And when I see that, I think, well, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Like, where in my life was I blessed enough to have a different path than them? Because at the end of the day, I'm not any better than they are.
Yeah.
I could be in the same situation that they are in.
It's like choices.
Yeah.
Like, what choice made me be where I am now? Like, well, I mean, I know a lot of it is accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior, but it's the small things. Yeah. It's every minute detail in your life that you choose. At what point did all of a sudden everything line up?
Yeah.
That's a lot. I think about that a lot because me and you have had similar lives,
right?
And we're where we are for a reason.
Yeah.
But then we look back. And I look at some people who I grew up with that we were going on the same path, and then they are completely different than me.
Yeah, I think it all stems back. Let's just get off on this rabbit for a minute. I think it stems back, like you said, to a choice.
Yeah.
So I've given my background and kind of let you guys know what kind of family I come from on my dad's side. And I very easily could have made the wrong choices and ended up being one of those people on the side of the road holding a sign saying, we'll work for food, or, you know, hungry, please help, or whatever. Because I do come from that background of drugs and alcohol and just, you know, unclean living or whatever you want to call it, just being out there making bad choices.
Yeah.
Like, that's my family history. You know, it's sad to say, but I don't have any ties to that side of the family for that reason.
Yeah.
And not saying that's right, but not saying it's wrong either, because it's always right to do what is right for my family.
Yeah.
And that's what I've decided. I don't want, I mean, it just is what it is. But I think it stems back to a choice. And sometimes you just have to realize that even though you are in those situations and you do have a family history of such as that, your past does not have to dictate your future.
Yeah.
Like, what happened back then, the family that you come from, your parents' decisions, you don't have to follow that pattern. And I feel like a lot of people feel trapped in the fact that they can't escape from it.
Yeah.
So they just accept it.
Yeah.
And when you accept it instead of fight it and resist it, that's when you fall into that path and you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But, choices... I mean, life and choices, that's also another thing that plays on my mind a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy, because I can see people that I grew up, or I went to school with, and they are on the opposite end of the spectrum from where I'm at. And it's like, I met their parents. Like, they had the same upbringing that I had.
Yeah.
At what point in time did that choice become who they're going to be?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to me.
Yeah,
like, to me, it stems down that I think that the best thing that happened to me was Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
for sure.
Because my life was going on a path of debauchery and everything like that. Like, it was going on that path. I could see it. Not that I was going to be a horrible member to society, but it was going to lead me on a different path.
Yeah.
And then when my wife came into the picture. And I'm not trying to get brownie points. EJ knows I was headed down a different path, and then my wife came along, and it set me on the right path. But yeah, choices, dude. Like, that's a big factor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it is for
that's
sure.
That's crazy to me. But yeah.
So the last one that I have wrote down, it went along with what you said, kind of about being a parent. I always question myself, am I doing enough?
Yeah.
Am I making a difference? What can I do differently to make more of an impact on my family, on my children, or even, you know, the people out in the public, people out in the world? What can I do what can I do to help them through situations that I've been in? You know, we all go through hard times, and me and Caitlin went through one. I don't know, I can't remember if I shared it on here or not, but we had, she had a miscarriage, and that was a hard time, man. Like, that, I still think about that a lot, and I still ask God, you know, why we went through that. What was the reasoning behind it? Because I'm one of those people that believe there's a reason for everything.
Yeah.
A lot of times we just don't find out till later in life. And I haven't found out yet. But when I do find out, I'll have that situation in my life that hopefully I can help somebody from that. And we can look at life in different aspects, in different perspective. So I've been doing photography for quite some time, but recently I picked it back up, and I really enjoy it because it helps me see the world in a different perspective. Because I truly think you can find beauty in anything if you just look. Like, you know, you just have to look at it in a different way. And we view life a lot like that. We always view it with the glasses of despair, you know, and through just eyes of deceit. We always look at the doom and gloom of things, it seems like. But I hope that we can just think about life sometimes and think about time we spend and time we have. Think about the time we have left. Think about the difference we're making. And the next time we see that person that's unfortunately on the side of the road, just realize, hey, that could be me.
Yeah.
You know, I speak for myself, but and I've been blessed.
Yeah, same.
Sure have. So those are some things that I think about a good bit. You have any others?
Well, no, just touching back onto the whole dad thing and being like kids, having kids, and it was I always have that feeling. It's like I could do more, or am I doing the right thing by my kids? And you know, you get down on yourself. You're like, listen, I might have whipped him a little too hard, or I lost my cool, and you know, situations like that. But the other day, well, when I say the other day, it could be from now and 3 years ago. But, you know, I can't remember when it was, but I was like, you know, am I doing right by my kids? And am I teaching them the ways that should be taught and everything like that? And we were walking through Walmart. It was me and Kaysen. I don't know if it was River, but we were walking through, and Kaysen was about to step in front of somebody, and I kind of tapped his shoulder, and he automatically knew what I was trying to say, and he said, excuse me. He said, I'm sorry, and then he walked around him. And the guy, as we were walking out of the aisle, the guy was like, whoa, 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 stop. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. You know, I could tell by his voice there was no, you know, bad intent, right. And I turned around and looked, and he's like, I just want to let you know that there needs to be more parents out there like you, because your kid apologized and, you know, he said, excuse me, at the same time to get around him. And he said, most kids nowadays will just barrel through and not have any regards to anybody. And so it was like, man, you know, that was a testament to myself and my parent. And it's like, well, maybe I'm doing good. You know, maybe I'm doing great. And I always think that Kaysen might be too soft. He might not be tough enough. And then I got to thinking about it. I was like, this kid is got a heart of gold. You know, we were playing Xbox the other night with my two other buddies that game. And one of them sent me a text message last night, and they had played without me. I was at work, and they got off, and Kaysen actually sent him a message on Xbox telling him that he loves them, and that he had so much fun playing with them. And it's like, man, I'm doing something right.
Yeah,
you know, when your kid's got a heart of gold, and even River, I mean, he might be my little maniacal genius, but they're good kids. And it's just a testament to mine and Angie's parenting that it's just, you know, I know I'm doing something right.
Yep. And the thing about it is, man, we're not going to be perfect. There's no possible way to be perfect. All we can do is just give it our best shot.
Yep.
You know, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Personally. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. So, all right. Short and sweet this week. About 20 minutes in. So, we won't talk y'all's ears off too long, but just some things that we think about. And apparently they lined up with each other because something we all think about, and something we just need to keep reflecting on, just the thought of time that we have, the thought of life. And let's just always try to make a difference. Let's try to help somebody.
Yep, be the change.
Be the change. There you go. All right. You've been listening to the Sticks and Songs podcast. Thank y'all.